Welcome to the Canvas Rebel podcast, where we believe your story matters. Your viewpoint and your insights matter. In our view, there is far too much coverage of the trends that ivory tower professors and billionaire fund managers are seeing. What's the edge in hearing the billionaire consensus view over and over again? The edge comes from hearing new perspectives and new information, like from the wedding planner who's worked with hundreds of couples during the pandemic and has noticed that new couples are allocating significantly more of their wedding budgets on small details like personalized neon signs, or hearing from an accountant who's seeing how there is a huge uptick in e-commerce clients generating revenue from in-person pop-ups. Those sorts of insights are what Canvas Rebel is all about. And today, Madison is chatting with some of our content partners about trends and lessons learned. Content partners help us in so many ways, from sponsoring our mission to spreading the word about the work that we do and collaborating with us on content like this. And so with no further ado, here's Madison with today's panel.
Hi, everyone. My name is Madison. Thank you so much for joining me on another episode of our podcast, talking about the journey of entrepreneurship and building a brand or a business. I have three very, very talented and creative individuals here with me today who are here to talk about their art and their entrepreneurship journey and just share some wisdom with our audience. So let's get started with some introductions.
All right. My name is Kyron. I am a photographer, a musician, a creative, a entrepreneur from Brooklyn, New York. I've been doing photography for almost going on 5 years now, doing music for my whole life. Right now, I primarily focus on photography, primarily focus really on like food photography, commercial photography. You know, it's a lot of fun. Yeah, like I said, I got to meet a lot of people, eat dope food. The list goes on. You know, I'm just always trying to, you know, collaborate with people. I love meeting other people in the creative space and entrepreneurial realm, you know, where I can learn things from them. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's where we're at with it right now.
Awesome.
Love that. Hey, what's going on, everyone? I'm Cuddy. I'm from Jersey. So I'm an entertainment mogul, best-selling author, and I've been running my entertainment company for 8 years now. So our goal is to help independents, whether you're an artist, whether you're a business owner, whether you're a photographer, creative, a dancer, you could be a comedian. Our goal is to get you exposure and help you chase your dreams. So that's what Cuddy TV is. Also have an app out called Studio View, which allows you to book studio time anywhere in the country directly from your phone.
Wow. Right on.
That's dope.
Awesome. My name is Jason Johnson. I'm the founder of Strike 5 Films. We are a film production studio. We've made 9 short films. I've been in 90 film festivals. We've won 6 times, and we also do corporate videos. So, you know, we're just trying to get out there to make feature films, and that's kind of our next progression in this journey.
Amazing. Well, I'd love to start off by asking, what's been the biggest challenge for each of you in your entrepreneurship journey or your journey as an artist, and how have you been able to overcome that?
Go ahead.
I don't know about y'all, but for me, it's always finding the money to, you know, get those dreams out there, you know, because, you know, right now I feel like, you know, I look for grants and, you know, whatever, and there's just not a lot of money for the arts or for startups out there. So that's kind of been our biggest obstacle, but we get around it by, you know, doing like rap videos or, you know, just corporate videos, just try to, you know, be on the grind to always try to do things that we got to do so that we can do the things we want to do.
Yeah.
I would say one of the things for me is every level comes with a new headache. I'll say that it's always like you might master this level and then you get on to the next level and then you have to learn, almost relearn everything you just learned and be ready to elevate. So I think as a creative, that can be something that, you know, can be discouraging because you, even if you win 6, you know, awards, it's like, you know, you're still in this process of still trying to figure it out. So I think as a creative, that's one of the biggest challenges is like, you know, that next level is like when you win an award, it's like, okay, you know, you still got to wake up tomorrow and go pay the bills. You know, you still have to elevate. You still have to stay up with the times. You still, things are changing every single day and you got to elevate with that. So I think as a creative, just staying on top of the curve, you know.
Yes, those are some good points. I feel like for me, to be honest, I think it's been, I think it's been like when you have people around you and it's trying to get them to keep up to the speed at which you're moving. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because like when I first started, you know, it's like jumping from like from music into photography. I obviously like the learning curve for me was high, right? Because of the fact that like I'm still learning something. And I had a whole bunch of people around me who were also photographers in that same space, but some of them never really took the career seriously. Then when they started seeing me take my career more seriously, like I'm trying to bring them along. I'm trying to teach them the things that I learned. But I feel like after like a while, I started moving so fast that like, I'm like, okay, I'm trying to keep bringing everybody with me. I'm trying to teach them what I'm learning. I'm trying to teach them how to get the clients that I'm getting. But a lot of them, they weren't really moving at the same speed, or they kind of wanted, they didn't want to do the same genre of photography with me, which kind of put me in a space to like, I'm always trying to like find new people to bring into that space, because after like, as you're moving up, it's like other people start to fall out of that space with you the more you elevate.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's like just been trying to like motivate the people around me to move up with me as I'm going. That's kind of been like a big struggle.
Yes, sir.
Definitely. Well, how can we as artists and creatives reach our fullest potential in 2024?
Belief is one. Because, you know, with all of the news that goes around in the world and everything that they focus on that can have where we can be focused on, you got to be focused different. So having that belief in yourself that you're going to get to where you're going, you know, set high goals for yourself and know that it is accomplishable. There's nothing that you cannot accomplish. So for you to be able to reach the highest potential of yourself is first for you believing that you can reach the highest potential.
Yeah,
I definitely agree with that. I think that mindset is everything. And, you know, just putting yourself into uncomfortable situations where you can grow and learn. Yeah. I think that that's ultimately going to push you or propel you to the next level. So I totally agree with you.
Yeah, I think discipline is also another one that's very important to like, you know, I think, like I said, it's like as you keep moving on, moving up, there's always like new things that you have to learn, and you kind of have to like push yourself to be disciplined to learn new skills. Like for me, photography is always evolving. It's not really, you know, just the same way just as you go straight up. And there's new things that I have to learn. Like right now, I'm actually a creative director and like the photographer at a sneaker company called Vida out here in New York. And one of the new things that they kind of been focusing on for some of like their new ads are 3D modeling, right? You know, like in the beginning, I'm like, oh, I'm probably not really going to get into that because I'm a photographer. Why would I really learn? Like, I don't know why I had the mindset to be like, I wouldn't learn 3D modeling, but here I am. You know, it's like another thing that I'm adding into the repertoire where it's just like, okay, I have to discipline myself to learn the basics every single day, just like I did when I started photography. You know, it's not easy because like, again, it's like the same thing where like you're learning something new, that learning curve is a little intensive, and it's just like, okay, you got to be disciplined. You got to be disciplined. So I feel like, you know, the main one for me is discipline.
It's very important. How do you all stay inspired to continue creating while dealing with burnout?
My goals. My goals in my bank account. All right, that's enough that spot, baby, because we're not where we want to be, so we got to keep going.
Yep.
Valid. I mean, to be honest, this girl right here, to be honest, it's like, listen, if I don't work, she's not going to eat. You know what I'm saying? If I don't work, the roof over our head, you could lose that. You know, I feel like that's like as simple as that, to be honest.
And it's almost, I don't want to cut off Jason, but it's almost like being able to know I'm blessed to be able to have that kind of pressure on me that other people can just, you know, wake up and just go to a job, and I got to actually run my business and bring income in and, you know, find clients, being able to have that adventure side of knowing that every day, you know, any day could be your next day, where it could be, you know, you could run into a big producer, or you could run into somebody who wants to give you that $10 million job. Or so it's always that knowing, it's like, you know, it's always that next client where and your biggest dreams can happen.
Yeah, I need that. I receive that. I need that, like, that big moment, that, like, one person who's going to take a chance, that one yes, right? It's all it takes.
Yeah, one yes.
How about you, Jason?
I guess for me, so my company is called Strike 5 Films. And as an entrepreneur, you can't just stop at three strikes. You have to keep, you know, striking out. So that's kind of been our mantra. So you know, we, or me and my, you know, people that I work with, we mm-hmm. believe that, you know, we have to keep striking out and keep going towards that goal. And eventually there's going to be that break where, you know, we get our big break and someone's going to look into our brand and just, you know, we'll grow from there. So yeah. That's something that we just believed from the beginning, and, you know, we're going to keep continuing towards that goal.
I love that. Tell me about your mentors. Do you have somebody who is pouring into you and inspiring you lately?
Mentors. That's interesting. I feel like technically not really in terms of like the, I guess, the traditional sense of the word of like having like, I guess like a veteran person in the game. But, you know, I do have a lot of people around me who are at different stages in their career.
Yeah.
And they're definitely like great motivation. You know, just they inspire, they give feedback on, you know, the photography and like ways that could be improved, the business, how it could be improved. So yeah, I feel like I have those, like I said, not necessarily the traditional, like I have one person that I look up to who I check in with, but yeah, I feel like I have a lot of people around me who keep me accountable.
Yeah,
I would say for myself, my mentors are people that are in places where I want to be at, you know, studying their path, studying the moves that they make, being able to duplicate it for my own business in my own creative way. I think that's the biggest mentor for me. So anybody who is at a higher level of where I want to be at, I believe I want to like, okay, well, what can I learn from that? Well, what can I get from you where I could elevate myself? Like even when I came in and I looked at his photography, I looked at it in admiration because it's an amazing photography. So I can learn something from you. Mm-hmm. So him alone, like he could be a mentor for me for photography. So in a sense, mm-hmm. anybody that's like above me is somebody that's like a mentor.
Yeah.
That makes sense as well.
I definitely agree with that. I like to think of myself as a competitive person. So when I see another filmmaker that's, you know, doing something that's at a higher level than me, then that automatically makes me want to aspire towards that person. And, you know, this may come across as negative, but beat them, you know, because it's just,
absolutely.
You know, so it's just like, I'm not going to settle just to be second to, you know, someone. So I'm going to do my best. I'm going to compete. And then, you know, whoever has the best ideas and talent, you know, that's who's going to win. But, you know, I think you have to be competitive.
Yep.
You do. Sure. You definitely do.
Yeah.
If you,
I definitely got a I ain't going down attitude.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. All in for sure. If you could tell our audience listening at home one piece of advice, whether that is business advice or inspirational advice or artistic advice, what would that be? Hmm. That's a good question. I stumped all of you.
Right. Okay. I guess I could take this one. The best advice I would give, honestly, would be one, know that tomorrow anything can happen. So no matter where you are today, tomorrow can be a major change inside of your life and you can be anywhere that you want to be in life.
Yeah.
As long as you can visualize it inside of your mind, it can definitely happen. So never stop dreaming. And never stop imagining that life that you desire, not that you want, but the one that you desire that's built for you. Mm-hmm. And then I guess the second thing I would say is slow down, you know, just have patience. Know that everything takes time. Nothing was built inside of a day.
Yeah.
Even the greats, some of the biggest companies in the world have been around for 40, 50, 60, 70 years. So when you think about it like that, you know, you can kind of give yourself a little pause down and not crash out because you know that it's going to take time.
Yep. Well said.
For me, I would turn around and I'd ask that person, is there anything else that you would like to do that will bring you happiness before you go into this journey? Because as an entrepreneur, there's going to be a lot of ups and there's going to be a lot of downs, and mm-hmm. it's not for everybody. So, you know, I would ask them, is there anything else that you could do that will bring you happiness, that you could do? And if not, and this is something that you have to do that you feel that you're built for, then I would say go ahead with it. But before I would ask them, you know, is there anything else that would bring you happiness before you enter this journey?
Yeah.
No. Honestly, I would say that the smallest amount of work makes the biggest difference. If we're being honest, like a lot of the time you look at like, even for example, okay, cool. I look at a filmmaker, I look at other photographers and I see the work that they're doing and I want to be there right now. It's like, yo, you cannot compare your day one to someone's day 30. But at the end of the day, if you take those small steps, every day you're learning a new lighting technique, you decide to be like, you know what, for 30 days, I'm just going to shoot random store-bought items. You do that for 30 days, you start to elevate. You do that for another 30 days, like, I'm going to add a second light. You do that for 30 days, and for another 30 days, I'm going to add a third light. Before you know it, you're starting to develop expertise. But if you don't start, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter. So just start with the smallest thing, and eventually it will take you to that better place. It will take you to the same day 30 at which, you know, you're looking at of someone who's been successful for a while.
Yeah.
The small steps.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your brands. You all have really incredibly established brands. You know who you are, you know what your company does, you know who your target audience is, and you're very passionate about what you do. How are you able to develop such a strong brand?
I would say passion for myself, passion behind what you do. You know, when you have a passion behind elevating somebody to their dreams and helping them, you know, solve the steps along their path, it's something that comes almost second nature for you.
Yeah.
So for me, I don't even wake up and think about half of the things I do. It's just something that's inside of me that's yelling, I can't not do it. If I do anything else, I'm not going to be as successful as if I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
Because this is where my heart is. So I think that's something I could say with just my brand is it's a passion for me to be able to see. I started my company because one of my friends had went to jail for murder. And I always say, if you would have made a different choice, who knows what could have happened with your life. So my goal is to be able to continue to help people make that different choice before that wrong choice gets chosen. So it's just a passion for me.
That's dope. That's dope. That's real. I definitely understand that. To be honest, I mean, same thing. I feel like that's the basis for everybody's thing. But to be honest, like how I even built the brand, honestly, I was tired of music. It's like, that's like, that was the starting point for me. I've been doing music for so long and like the industry is cool. Like I got a lot of placements, all these different stuff, but I felt like, I'm like, I want to try something new. I want to try something new, start something from scratch to prove to myself that I have the discipline to be able to, you know, get to a different place without it being through music.
Yeah.
So like once I kind of like found my niche, you know, like just in terms of like food photography, I kind of just every day I just went with it where I'm just like, you know what? I just want to take dope pictures of food. I love food. I could cook. You know what I'm saying? During the pandemic, I really like stepped my cooking up. So I'm just like, okay, like let me start shooting my food. Let me start getting to the place that I'm like, you know, just trying to build a portfolio. And before I knew it, you know, I'm over here working with DoorDash, I'm working with Uber Eats, I'm working with Caviar. And wow. I kind of just like, it just put me in a place where I'm just like, I want to help like these restaurants like elevate their imagery. Because, you know, you go on to like Yelp and all those different stuff and you see like the images. I was like, yeah, it's cool. It doesn't really make you feel hungry. But I'm just like, like, how can I help like these businesses like, you know, really like capture bringing an audience to, you know, through their food and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And from there, just kind of like exploded. And here we are now, you know, just kind of having fun with that and just getting to take dope pictures.
For us, I would like to say that we started watching a lot of films and we kind of got tired of seeing the same kind of themes and tropes in movies.
Yeah.
So I think for us, our brand was kind of created out of the idea that we wanted to think differently and we wanted to bring something that, you know, we personally thought wasn't in the marketplace. So, you know, we see like, you know, there's like a lot of hood films that, you know, the tropes are the same. I'm just trying to get out the hood and, you know,
right.
we don't really want to do films like that, you know, because, you know, as a Black man, my journey is not defined to trying to get out the hood, you know? So just like, what about Black nerds? What about like, you know, things that, you know, people haven't thought about. So, you know, we to approach concepts like that are holistic and at the same time, they're big idea concepts that, you know, people can align with and understand. And that's kind of where we wrap our brand around.
Yeah.
Fine. That's cool.
That's fine.
Well, my last question before we wrap up for today, I would love to know what 2024 has in store for each of you with your businesses. What can we expect? Any new projects that you're working on, new films? What's on the agenda?
Go ahead, boys. I'll let y'all start it off.
For me, we're looking for that money. I'll be real. Yeah. So a lot of what we do is, you know, we have to have, you have to have money, but you have to have the right distributors and the partners to, you know, get your brand out there. So we're looking for money. We've written three feature films that we think that we could do that would be well received. But at the same time, it's in this attention economy, you have to have the right distributor, right partner, and just, you know, the right people to, you know, help you get your dreams, you know, through, you know, the mud, because that's, we're getting everything out the mud. So it's just, that's what we're doing right now.
Awesome. Got it. Don't.
For me, I would say, to be honest, like really collaboration. That's my biggest thing. I feel like the past few years I've done a lot of stuff by myself, but like it, once you get to a place where you're trying to, you know, expand out, you're like, I want to bring people in. You know what I'm saying? I want to find other photographers and videographers and creatives like in the space, especially like towards more like the food side of the brand, because I do other types of photography, but in that realm specifically, I'm really trying to just like bring more people in. I'm trying to be able to like go to these restaurants with like a campaign and go to the, like, you know, these bigger brands with a campaign, and just, not just coming with me and like maybe like one other person. Like I want to like really like push, especially I give it to, you know, just like the point of like being Black. Like there's not a lot of Black food photographers that I know that really have even done the type of stuff that I've done, at least around me, you know? Yeah. So I'm just trying to, I'm trying to bring in more like, you know, just food photographers and videographers and creatives in that realm and just attached to these restaurants and just like have fun with it, you know, but with a group of people. So that's where I'm really at, just expanding the brand, expanding the company.
Yeah, for real.
Trying to talk to.
Because I know for 2024 for me would be the goal would to be able to grow with bigger partners, to be able to be seen. I feel like we have an array of fantastic items that would be able to benefit the world in a huge way. So just being able to scale it and get to a larger scale of people that be able to use it, apply it, love it, and then be able to create some new products for the world and the independent space period. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be an artist, whether it be a creative, photographer, anybody. So just keep elevating our brand. Something that we've been doing year after year after year, and then continue to expand them contacts that'll be able to help us reach them networks that we haven't touched yet.
Yeah, amazing.
Dope.
Well, thank you all so much for joining me today. This is a really awesome conversation, and I am so stoked to see what you all accomplished this year. I know it's going to be nothing short of amazing and full of money and success and all of the wonderful things.
I say, come on.
Yes, 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 yes.